even if you have a home, pass the background checks, and otherwise meet the state requirements for adoption, you can be turned down by an adoption agency if you don't meet its standards. William Blackwire is the president and CEO of Bethany Christian Services. Last year, during a legislative hearing, he euphemistically referenced the line in the sand.
At Bethany, we would never deny a family for their secular status or single parent or anything of that nature. However, if a family would be in conflict with our religious beliefs, we would assist them to go to another agency.
It's not quite a heterosexuals-only sign in the window, but the so-called lifestyle of gays and lesbians conflicts with Bethany's religious beliefs. Bethany and some other faith-based adoption services, such as Catholic Charities, actually want to put in law what they do in practice. They say they must protect their religious liberties and not be forced by government to help place adoptive kids in homes of people who live in a way the agency finds sinful. But they get paid by the state to place kids in homes, up to $10,000 a child. Jay Kaplan is an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union.
They, by taking state monies, are a state actor. And if they have a policy that they target gay people for discriminatory treatment, I think that raises some equal protection concerns under our state constitution.
So many gay and lesbian people who want to adopt are turned away. It prompted Jennifer DeVivo and her husband to start an adoption agency, Fostering Futures. About one-third of their clients are lesbian or gay. She says she suspects there's another problem.
There is discrimination in the process.
DeVivo says there's evidence that many adoption agencies might be ignoring gay or lesbian applicants who filed with a statewide exchange.
I have seen gay couples inquire about 30 children and not get one answer back of an interest in their home. That just would not happen, and it does not happen to the heterosexual couples we work with.
DeVivo says it might be policy, or it might be individuals at adoption agencies passing up qualified parents just because they might be gay or lesbian. A spokesman at the Michigan Department of Human Services says the agency plans to look into those concerns about the Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange. That's the statewide clearinghouse for adoptions. It's not as if the state doesn't need to find homes for kids. Emily Devendorf is managing director of Equality Michigan. She says there are plenty of people in the LGBT community who can help.
We have over 5,000 kids in Michigan's foster care system at any one time, and we have around 3,000 kids that are eligible for adoption at any one time in Michigan. So we have kids that need homes. We have parents that want to give homes, and yet we are not making sure that there is access to homes for those children.
In the end, the system in place and the laws in Michigan banning same-sex couples from marrying combined to make it difficult for gay or lesbian people to give those children homes, no matter how well qualified they might be. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.